This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. It's game week. So it's a game week edition of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCamma, joined here by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, it's the Cardinals and the Yellow Jackets. They're going to have the big stage on Friday night down in Atlanta as part of the AFLAC kickoff game in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The line just came out. Louisville, an 8-point favorite, as the Cardinals are the favorite against really kind of the home team in the Yellow Jackets. So pretty exciting. The Jeff Brohm era is now finally getting ready to take off on the field. Looking forward to it.
AFLAC, that's what it is. You didn't say it. No, it seems like forever ago. Speaking of AFLAC, it seems like forever ago I was at ACC kickoff. That was way back in at the end of July, and I'm sitting there doing an interview with Jeff Brohm on the radio, and the Gary Stokin, the CEO of the Peach Bowl, who runs this game, walked by, and in Jeff's ear, it's like AFLAC. He just kept saying AFLAC, and I was just like, wow. But it seems like forever ago that we were at kickoff, that you and I have talked. We did a podcast from there. We did one before fall camp, and then we've done them during fall camp. It just seems like forever. And now here we are just a couple of days before we travel to Atlanta for this game. I'm super pumped. Look, a couple things about this matchup. Obviously, it's the first game of the Brohm era. I'm excited about that. It's the first time, we get to see him on the sidelines. I'm excited to see Jack Plummer. I mean, Louisville's had some really, really notable quarterbacks, really good quarterbacks. We don't have to tell you the long list of quarterbacks and some guys that have had some pretty big-time debuts at Louisville and some really good quarterbacks that have had some ho-hum debuts at the at the University of Louisville. I mean, think about Brian Brohm's debut at Louisville against Kentucky. I think he was 19 of 28 for 172 yards. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah. It's weird to kind of look at that. But Jack Plummer gets his opportunity and gets his chance to shine. And he could become, if they throw the ball around a lot, I mean, Louisville's only had since 2000, Louisville's only had one starting quarterback in their debut have over 300 yards. And that was Kyle Bolin, who had exactly 300 yards in his debut. So I'm excited for a number of different reasons. Brohm and Plummer, I want to see the weapons. I want to see the defense, and I'm just pumped that it's that time.
Yeah, I think we should note that it's freshly clean shaven Jack Plummer. Mustache is gone.
Yeah, the mustache is gone. He said last week on the ACC when the road trip was here, they were talking to him about the mustache, and he said he was going to kind of be like almost a game-time decision. Well, that wasn't a game-time decision. It was kind of like him being named the starting quarterback at Louisville. You kind of knew it was going to happen, and it happened long before the game time. But he walked in today with clean-shaven and said he's always been that kind of clean-cut guy and wanted to stick with that. And like I said, I'm excited to see Jack and what he can do with this in this offense. He's been in it before. He knows it well. And quite honestly, while he's had some great weapons at Purdue, this might be a team. This team might have more overall weapons than what he had when he was a quarterback at Purdue.
Absolutely. You know, and he's a guy, obviously he has the vast experience, and, you know, you heard coaches talking about him today, kind of like he's another coach on the field, that familiarity with the offense. He was able to basically coach the guys when the coaches couldn't be around him to get them familiar with the schemes and the expectations and the terminology and all that. So huge advantage getting Jack Plummer in here, and Jeff Brohm didn't hide the fact that, you know, hey, I want to build this team around him. I mean, that's kind of been his thing, you know, since he announced that he was transferring to Louisville, and, you know, and a lot of positives coming out of camp. I mean, it sounds like he's done really well. I'm excited to see how the wide receiver core, you know, comes to what the rotation becomes. Obviously, we've talked a lot about Jamari Thrash and the other transfers, Amari Huggins, Bruce. We've even talked about Katarius Hicks potentially being a surprise freshman. So I'm really, you know, looking forward to how that all develops and who does step up to become those top receivers out of there. And of course, you got the running game. You know, everybody talks about throwing the ball with Jeff Brohm. He's got some pretty good running backs back there, starting with Juwar Jordan. So I'm curious to see how that evolves as well. How much, you know, and we heard Jeff talk about it today. We want to make sure we get those playmakers, make sure they have the ball in their hands a certain number of times, basically each game, so they can make those big plays. So curious to see, you know, what the percentage of pass to run will be, how much the running backs will have the opportunity to catch the ball out of the backfield and those type of things as well. So really excited to see this offense, equally excited to see the defense as well. Obviously coming off what they did last year, especially the back end of that season where they became so aggressive and finished as one of the nation's leaders and takeaways and sacks and all that. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how that, you know, now in the 4-2-5, how that evolves as well. So a lot of exciting things, obviously, when you get to game one of a new season and a new coach.
Yeah, look, it's going to be different for everybody out there. I mean, I hope people realize how different things are going to be. I hope people realize just how many playmakers they have on this team. So it's not going to be one guy here and there. Now, with that said, I do think a guy like Jamari Thrash could end up being the leader. You know, I mean, he could end up leading, you know, I mean, Jeff had Rondell Moore, who led the nation in receiving, in catches. What was that? 2020? Was that 2020? I think. And then last year, you know, Charlie Jones was, I think, third in reception. So he's had a top five guy in receiving receptions two of the last three seasons. And that could happen again. Like, he could have a top five guy because he likes to get the ball to his weapons. But I think because of Juwar Jordan and Maurice Turner, the two weapons that they have there, and Isaac Garrido, I think you have to throw him in the mix, the three weapons that they have there in the running game. I think that I do think this is a team that is probably going to be more balanced than what we expect from Jeff Brohm.
Yeah, and you mentioned his past receivers up at Purdue. I mean, they just churned out 1,000-yard receivers. You know, Rondell Moore, David Bell did it twice, Charlie Jones. So I would expect, you know, and right now, like you, my projected favorite coming in the edit receiving room would be Jamari Thrash. But whoever that guy might be, I would expect him to kind of flirt around that 1,000-yard mark as well, even though there are more options. And, you know, and of course, I'm also curious to see how that tight end position develops. You know, how much will Jamari Johnson, as he gets more comfortable with the physicality and speed of the college game, how much will his time on the field increase? You know, I think Josh Lifson could take another step in his career as well at that position. So, you know, and Joey Gatewood, the former quarterback, now tight end. So there's some curious things at tight end. I'm, you know, looking forward to seeing how all those things develop as well.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I do think that because of the running game, the backs, and because of that offensive line, I think you're going to see that the normal Jeff Brohm throw it all over the lot kind of thing will be a totally different thing. This season. That's my gut feeling. Is you're going to see you're going to see more running from him. He trusts that offensive line. And he trusts the three running backs that he has, and that'll be interesting.
Since Brent Key took over at Georgia Tech last year, went 4-4 after he took over as interim head coach, and you know that defense really turned the corner as well, just like Louisville did. I mean, they finished number 4 in the country in takeaways, you know, number 4 in the country in fumbles recovered. So it's going to be a defense that's going to look for those opportunities, and you know, so I think that'll play into how much we see the ball tossed around and some of the game planning as well. On Friday night, you know, when Jeff Brohm and the Yellow Jackets meet. So,
that's the thing I think people don't really understand a whole lot about Georgia Tech. Louisville's an 8-point favorite, 8.5, if you've seen different places or whatever. But this is a Georgia Tech team that has some experience on the defensive side of the ball. I think they've got 7 or 8 of those guys starting back, you know, 3 or 4 others who were guys that played a lot that are back. You know, I mean, they've got the linebackers. It's Paul Moala and Trent and the Tatum kid are guys that have played a lot of football. This isn't an average like easy opener for Louisville. This is a tough opener for Louisville. Even being an 8-point favorite, that just goes to show you that they're expected to win. But boy, it's a tough one to start off.
It is, you know, and obviously, as you mentioned, it's an ACC game, so there's a lot riding onto it. And you know, if Louisville is going to be one of those dark horse teams to compete in the league this year, you got to take that first game. And even though it's a neutral site game, it's essentially a road game. Although I do expect there's going to be a pretty loud and large contingent of Louisville fans down there. So I'm looking forward to that. You know, and Jody, when we flip the line of scrimmage, there's a guy. We're going to hear a name we're familiar with coming out of that Georgia backfield, and Trevion Cooley. They call him Trey Cooley on the Georgia roster. You know, and it was kind of interesting. We were talking to Ashton Gelati today during the game week press conference. He kind of got a big smile when he was asked about, you know, facing his old teammate. They used to room together. So it'll be interesting to see if those two connect. But I expect to see Trevion Cooley get a few carries against the Cardinals on Friday night.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by that because Donte Smith is their number one running back. And from everything that I've seen, Cooley wasn't listed at 2 or 3. They've got 4 other guys. And it's kind of a little bit of a mix match of guys after Donte Smith. I think Smith is the main man in the backfield and will get most of the carries. How many does Cooley get? It'll be very interesting. Jamal Haynes, Jamie Felix, and Evan Dickens are the other guys in there with Cooley. So he went from, again, you look at Louisville, and Louisville loves where their running backs are, but you know, Cooley could have been kind of the guy here. I mean, he was at the time he left last year. Yeah. That was, you know, Jordan was playing, behind him. And so that'll be very interesting. What I'm intrigued maybe more about than them, it pits Louisville's really good secondary that they've been talking about against a group of receivers that are some transfer guys, a couple of older guys, and a lot of them. They've got like 6 or 7 receivers that they feel really, really good. Malik Rutherford being the main guy there. They feel really good about these guys. at wide receiver, and that's where I'm interested. I think Louisville has a little bit of an edge up front defensively, from everything that I've heard and seen as far as the as far as it goes with you know, with the with Georgia Tech and their defense. But I'm really intrigued by what the secondary for Louisville does against these wide receivers. Haynes King is going to be the quarterback. I do think we could see some other guys at quarterback for Georgia Tech, because I don't think they're 100% settled on him. I think they had a good competition, and I think that we could see some other guys back there. But the wide receiver against the defensive back, to me, that's the big matchup on that side of the ball.
Yeah, and I agree. You know, we heard Jeff Braun talk about in his press conference that they need to put this offense, the Georgia Tech offense, in uncomfortable situations. We heard Ashton Gelati say, hey, we want to put them in passing situations so they can kind of, you know, force their will. And, you know, and if Louisville can, you know, get that advantage on the defensive front, I think that does speak, you know, highly well of their odds coming away with the win. But, you know, I think an interesting side note here, there's always little X factors, and you look at the two head coaches, and they're both former players at these schools, you know, so there's, you know, a lot, you know, we heard Jeff Braum say, you know, and Brian Braum as well, talk about, you know, once the kickoff happens, I might be a little bit more nervous than I normally am, because it is my school, but there's a little bit more of a drive to win as well. And I think you see that. Jeff Braum spoke about that with Brent Key today, you know, coaching his alma mater this year, and they picked up, you know, like I said, went 4-4 with him as head coach, including, you know, his first win was over, you know, top 25 Pitt, and they also beat number 13 UNC last year with him as head coach. So, like you were pointing out earlier, Jody, I don't think it's going to be an easy game, and 8 points makes it sound comfortable, but I think that's a little tricky at this point.
Yeah, it definitely is, and again, you don't, and they're never going to be easy. I think it's more difficult when for Brent Key and Jeff Braum, when you start off a season at your alma mater, there's a little more excitement, there's a little more pressure on you as the main guy and the guy than it was when you were a coordinator, or even for Brent Key last year when you were the interim guy. I think there's more pressure on things right now, but the pressure's almost, it's almost time to end that, because it's almost time to for game time. And we'll keep you posted all week on everything. We've got Jeff Braum's press conference, Brian Braum, Ryan English. We heard from Jack Plummer and Ashton Gelati. We've got all kinds of stories and things up at Cardinal Authority. We'll continue to keep you posted. We'll do a game preview, and we'll do a podcast preview coming up on Friday. It's game week here in the Ville. Louisville and Georgia Tech in the AFLAC kickoff game. Keep clicking at cardinalauthority.com.
New CBS Sunday.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so's
okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker. New Sunday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.